something at the beginning of the Zman. Fuck it up. Because it's the beginning of the Zman, so I decided, even though it's Zmanish in the beginning, to give a shmooze right away. Fuck it up. Chaval to lose the opportunity to make the Aschole Chazal tell us kol Aschole Skoshes. Every beginning is hard. Mitzad Sheni, every beginning has a very big shmak of his chachas. It's very gishmak. The end is my people are burned out. The beginning is my people have his chachas. That bad, it equals out. It's hard. The beginning is man, everything is heavy. I'm used to learning 12 hours a day. And you know, the sugya, mumokim in the place. It's a avoida. And it's not shiny. It's a gishmak of aschola. But a person has to know. He starts at the beginning of Zman. I say it every beginning of Zman. In 3 months, and a week, and a half, Zman finishes. And then everyone has a machshavas to himself. I could have done much better. I could have done much more. And the chokhmah of a person is to take the beginning of this man, to take this man and to decide he wants to shtag during this man. Chazal say, ki hem chayenu, v'oirech yomeinu, v'oim nege yoimom v'lai. So I said once a pshat chokhmah of Zaman Auerbach, what he would say at the beginning of his man, that when a person could learn, when he feels ki hem chayenu, what Be'em is Chazal, the Torah is telling us, the Navi is telling us ki hem chayenu, v'oirech yomeinu, v'oem nege yomom v'laylo, the Torah is nimshol nechay. Everyone knows the famous Gemara that Rav Akiva was teaching Torah. Pupus told him, you know, the Romans said you're not allowed to learn, they will kill you. And he said, Moshal Ledogim, the Dogim were inside the water. And the fox came and told him, come out, we'll be together. And they told us, if in the water we're scared that you will jump in and bite us, the place that we could live outside the water, Haskama Vekama, Rabbi Akiva learned, and the Maaser Rabbi Akiva was caught. The Maaser Rabbi Akiva was caught. So the whole Moshe doesn't make sense. Rabbi Akiva told him, listen, the fish inside the water are safe. Outside it's dangerous. If I don't learn, I'm dangerous. So he learned, and he was caught, and he went to jail, and he was killed. Right? One of these Chazals that we don't understand. Rabbi Akiva answered him a very big yisuk. By us learning is our life. There's no option chutz from learning. There's nothing else that we have in our life chutz from learning. You're right. It could look that if I would not learn, I would be much more safe. And not only that, a modern way of thinking, be smart, don't learn, wait till the Romans will finish. The Romans died, I think, right? Today you could learn. Chaval to be caught. Wait a couple years, things will get quiet, and you could go back to learn. What was the purpose? To learn, you'll be caught and you'll be killed. Rabbi Akiva told him, there's nothing chutz from Torah. If I'm caught and I'm killed, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. I have to sit them. And a person, and a bocher that wants to shtayk, and wants to turn to become a choshev bocher, wants to pick up, to come a different level. The only way to do it, the only key to do it, is if he feels ki hem chayenu v'oyrech yomeinu uvoem nege yoimon v'layla. If he feels that this is his life, he doesn't have nothing else. Rabbi Akiva told him, you don't understand, I look on Torah like water for fish. Without learning is nothing. Loshon HaRambam, Chayei Balei HaChochmo Beloi Torah Kemiso Chashuvo. There's no Muslim to say, you know what, I will die today, I will live tomorrow. If you're dead, you're dead. The way a person has to approach to feel kihem chayenu. And when a person feels kihem chayenu, b'meile u'bohem nege yeimam v'layla. B'meile naturally, he learns yeimam v'layla. Nothing stops him to learn yeimam v'layla. Nothing. The reason a person doesn't learn Yayman Velayla, because he doesn't feel Kiyam Chayim. Sometimes he feels the opposite. You know, he waits for the Seder to finish. Then he waits for the week to finish. Then he waits for his month to finish. Then he waits for his Bachar year to finish. Just to get married, already out of it. Then he waits to die. But if a person will manage, and will try to get that, to feel ki hem chayenu, he would never want to stop. Nothing would stop him. Nothing would stop him. Nothing would stop him. We're far from it. We're not there yet. But I tell you, I heard once from Adam Gottlieb, and it's so true. The key to become a choshev bocher, and everyone now at the beginning of Zman has these thoughts. You know, the people that came at the beginning of Zman, they are here already at the beginning of Zman. Has the thoughts, I want to be matzliach. I want this Zman to become a good Zman, right? Not one person that's sitting here doesn't want. Chazal say, mitoich sheloi lishmo bo lishmo. So I had a Rebbe. So you know how much of us are learning Shalai Lishma and we never got to Lishma. Chazal said, "Mitoich Shalai Lishma, Bo Lishma." You got to Lishma already? You got to Lishma? But you learning Shalai Lishma, yes. So why didn't we get to Lishma? Don't think it's only Bochum. Go around the 40 years old people, they'll tell you the same thing. Go around the 60 years old, you'll find five Gedolim that are learning Lishma. I don't want to say maybe. They were learning Lishma. 10 Gdolim, 20 Gdolim, I don't want to go to politics. Yeah? But where is Shpitech Shalom Yishmo Balishmo? And he answered the Givaldik Ezach. Chazal didn't say, if someone wants to learn, eventually he will learn. If you learn Shalom Yishmo, you get Lishmo. How a person learns Lishmo? Day and night, day and night, day and night, right? Chazal tell you, do the same thing with a bit different kavanas. We promise you, in the end it will happen. But we have a different problem. We're not learning in the same way that you would learn if you learned Lishma. Within 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Hashem didn't promise you that you will switch. He said, if you're on the right road, with bad attentions, I will give you in the end good attentions. I will change it for you. I will make it for you in the end that you will do Lishma. Yes, I will make it for you in the end that it will be Lishma. Although the problem is we never learned Shalai Lishma. We did something that is similar to learning Shalai Lishma. We learned a couple hours. If we would do exactly what a learning Lishma has to do, Shelo Lishma, the Lishma will happen. No, I'm not saying yet that we hold it. In every Siyata Dishmaya, when a Bocher wants to grow, and a Bocher wants to be Matzliach, and become a Choshev Bocher, he first has to have the plan of learning Kmoisha Tzorch. I was like, I'll be the morning Seder, yeah, I'll hack Balichoy, I'll say, Chav Tachishboim, it's with the Teis, it's with the Rashi. I'll learn second Seder, I will also know. If he's not planning to try to make it kihem chayeinu, even if he's not holding there, it will never happen. Ubohem negeyem uvalayim. A bocher has to take himself and decide that he wants to make it. He wants to make it like a lishmo. He wants to make it like a kihem chayeinu. He wants to be lektzach and learning. He wants really to be lektzach and learning. He really wants it. He makes a plan, what he's going to do, Beinas Dom. What he's planning to do in between 7 to 8 to 9. What he's going to do after Seder. I'm not saying that a bocher cannot have a break. The book has to ask himself, what I'm doing the whole day? Morning Seder, second Seder. Okay, well, what I'm doing the whole day? I heard once from Adam God. If you see a bocher that is not behind in Steinbeck of Echot Targum, he's not a choshev bocher. I'm not saying stop on the shagets, yeah? But a bocher that has time doing Seder to catch up Steinbeck of Echot Targum is not a choshev bocher. Why? It means he has extra time. Chavrus is not there. He does not know what to do. I'm not saying don't open Shnei Mikra because of that, yeah? It's better from talking. I'm not sure if it's Medrash, maybe it's better to talk more than the Chumash. I'm not sure. But he doesn't want to see the Rashba. He doesn't want to see the Rabbeinu David. So you ask him, but I'm not holding there. So it's a very nice shmuz. I'll be holding there. You want me to be someone else? The Briskerov would send his kids, the Bel Soloveitchik, to do messages. And they were living in yeshiva. But when they went to do the messages, he would give them like a kasha to think about, and they would have to think over the kasha with the talents. He wanted to train them that when they will be older and they'll be busy doing things, to think and learn at the same time. In Kelem, they had a Seder of 5 minutes. Everyone was famous. Everyone would go to Yeshiva back. It was like, what is it, 11 o'clock? They would learn for 5 minutes and go back to the dorm. What was the point of the Seder? So, they make second Seder, 5 minutes extra. That they will understand what 5 minutes of learning means. I had a chavrusa when I learned in Ponovich. Today is one of the choshev talmidei chachamim. We learn every night Seder together. A chavrusa shuffles from 8 until 12 by night. Every night. 4 hours night Seder. He was 18 when I learned with him. He knew Shas cold. When I learned in Denver, he knew Shas cold. We were learning Suvis. It was 5 to 12, we got to the Mishnah. Back, talking. My man closed my gemara, 5 to 12 by night. He told me it's 5 to 12, we're into 12. We got to the Mishnah, it was a new sugya. I said, in Hebrew, I said, are you serious? But Sinut, but we'll start now a new Mishnah. He said, because of that, I know Shas. We have a quiz, it's 5 minutes, why not to learn in that 5 minutes? Because of that, I know Shas. These words, till today, cut me. But he was right. What I'm trying to say is, I'm speaking about learning, a smother. Start, you have a Seder. For example, it's 5 to 12. Shir starts 12:10, 12:05, some Shir start later. But normal Shir start 12:05, 12:10. Yeah, good Shir. It's 5 to 12. Now, Baruch Hashem, you don't suffer from Crohn's. You don't need to be 15 minutes in the bathroom. You don't need to be 15 minutes. I think 90% of the people don't need. But it's 5 to 12. You need a break. 2 minutes. Yeah, you finished already. You did the mama came missing, did everything. When you don't know to answer yourself what to do and you close the gemara and you get up, this is the sign I'm not planning to be a chashara person. Maybe you will know shir, maybe you'll be a good guy. But if you decide, I have 5 minutes, I'm not saying a masmid, you need a break in 5 minutes from 12 to 12 or 5 to shmooze, to go outside to buy a candy or a wafer, or a cake, whatever. But there's no reason. You're not getting, you would have what to do, you would stay 2 more minutes. You just don't have what to do. That where you could break this system that you have. Or do you chazer one more time? Avshach, when he was 30 years old, he told someone today, I finished gitting 100 times. Shmuel Zalman, I remember that day when he was 40, he told someone, I finished Nava Bekame 40 times. Something will happen if you say, I finished Pesachim 50 times. Chazer, the same moment of the Iyun. I finished the Iyun 50 times. Chavrusa got up, I have 5 minutes, I read again the Tesis. Right, it signs nothing. But at the end of the smile, you could say that the first 10 blah, I learned 50, 100 times. It's like, every day, you just chazer quickly, the omen that you learn. I haven't got up. Tesis. 2 minutes. So right, the first 3 days, maybe it's boring, it'll be the same thing. Yeah. It's little things that are not hard. Especially speaking about little things that are not hard. That could change your zman. You finish second seder. I finished my chavrusa, we finished the amud, he got up. Chazer one more time. I have 3 chazos a day. Then this man, you say, I finished psochim 5 times, 6 times. It's a different person. All of your life will be a different psochim. It's so easy. You want to add something. Every second say when you finish, you chazer yourself for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, double. So you say, yeah, but I chazer my chavrusa will become in the beginning of the next seder, yesterday. So you add a seder of 10 minutes. Add a seder of 10 minutes. I want to tell you, kol yomai godalti ben hachachomim. And this is one of the keys to switch. It doesn't make a difference where you are. This is takes you to the next level. Takes the next level. After night seder, finish night seder in Chavrusa. Instead of leaving 11 o'clock, I think, finish night seder. Instead of leaving 11 o'clock, you stay for another 10 minutes. I mean, I will not fall asleep. But you know, every Zman you don't go to sleep 11:30 anyways. That 10 minutes catches you, grabs you, and changes you. I'll tell you why. Because when you don't have that 10 minutes, tomorrow, sometime night, it finishes a quarter to 11, 10:30, 10:15. But if you know when I finish Seder, I have to chazer. That changes this Shabbos, for example. I was behind in different learning that I was learning. I was behind like 15 blood. And I know this math starts, I'll never manage to catch up and I'll follow up. So I decided on Shabbos, I have to catch up. So I had to. Sure, I finished. I came home, was ready 12 o'clock. I ate very quick. I was ready for Mincha. My kids with me. I said, I will learn with them. The kids asked me why I rushed. I said, because I want to learn. I don't know if I'll eat late and I'll sleep until I wake up. I learned with my son, and after 10 minutes, I was so tired. So I went back home to sleep. So I learned it for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a quarter to two. I walk out from the shul, it was fresh air. I said, I have kechul in 5 minutes. No, I'll try 5 minutes. I learned 5 minutes, Hashem gave me his piskeichas, I managed to learn for 2 hours. 2 hours, I got tired. I said, yeah, I'll go home to sleep. I got to the house, I said, oh, now I'm awake. You know what, I'll learn in the house for another half an hour. So I learned another half an hour. I rested for half an hour. I woke up. I said, if I'm ready, I woke up. I managed over Shabbos to catch up all my Gemara. For 5 minutes. I was so tired, I couldn't sit and learn the whole Shabbos afternoon. I said, but Nazmanim, that Shabbos, I have to sleep. What's up? 5 minutes I could learn, nothing will happen. It's 2 o'clock. Nothing will happen if I learn till 10, till 2:05. Nothing will happen to me, right? I managed to learn 15 black, and then my whole system became better. So I'm back in where I'm holding. That is the key. Chazal say the difference if it's Rosh and Tzadik is Kichut Asayah. Yes, why it's Kichut Asayah? Because this is the 5 minutes. Lamazai, a guy takes on himself to learn every day 10 minutes Mishnah Berurah. Nothing will change in his day. And in 6 years, he knows Shisha Chalak from Mishnah Berurah. He's a different guy. This guy knows Mishnah Berurah, this guy doesn't know Mishnah Berurah. That's in 10 minutes. So again, the sheif is to have a festa zman. But I'm saying the Eitzah. I'm speaking the Eitzah, the guilt. The guys are here from the beginning. It's a key that wins. I'm telling you, it wins. Take me as man, go away. You learn half an hour, you said you learn half an hour. Half an hour is nothing. Not too much. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You stay a little bit more, it changes your whole day. They say, Mishem, G'dolei Yisrael. These are the days of Lachon and Kabbalah Satoya. Klal Yisrael had to do a lot of things in the Midbar to be ready for Har Sinai. Right? But Achar Shenit No Toira, the best preparation is Toira. Koidim Shenit No Toira, there's different ways to prepare for Torah. Achshav shenitna Torah, Torah is the best preparation. Avada, if it's a vaidim and musa, how to mechazak in learning, how to grow in learning. Avada, we have to. And we will. But the first key is to take the 5 minutes. And Kalender made a whole Seder. The person, you know, some people do it even more. You know, second Seder, they make it 5 minutes before the Chavrusa comes, and anyway, Alamol till he comes, until he schleps. Yeah? They make themselves episode kvias before the Chavrusa comes. This 5-10 minutes thing, you can add it. A punch here, and a punch here, and a punch here, but it changes you. And I'm telling you, it's a mitzias, as a koyach hasgula, shoteiro, that it brings you up. And without realizing, I'm telling you, without realizing, it also changes you. I don't want to say all the secrets because then it doesn't work. And the minute you have such kviyas, it registered to your mind that 10 minutes is a lot. So the moshe, when you come to a shul, that has man, and it's 10 minutes before mincha, you don't walk around to shmuz till the mincha comes. Oh, 10 minutes is exactly the time that I learn. So automatically you hop and learn. I'll tell you, it's such a small little thing to do. And if you do it, it's a mafteach. This is one zach. Secondly, you know, I want to speak about so I've been as many involved with Mitzvah Zilberstein and Mitzvah to get the Kabbalah Sateya also that Klal Yisrael don't eat Gida Noshe. Why? Because the Chinuch says when Yaakov Avinu went back So they vossel ish Yaakov levado, they over kishima. So it was a taina and his kids that they didn't walk back with him over the river. Because if it will not be by vossel Yaakov levado, the malach will not start up. So for leaving Yaakov on his own, klali sol don't eat gida noshe. And Mir, chutz la'aretz, the bochim were walking somewhere by night. Back from Seder, I think it was 1 o'clock by night. And they heard someone walking behind them. So they started to run. These people were chasing them. They ran, they got into yeshiva. 2 minutes later, the police, they opened with guns. They told them, you know, you have a nest, we almost shoot at you. We got your robbers. They want to see passports. All the bochim had passports. One bochim said he doesn't have a passport. It's in the dorm. He said, come, we'll walk in the dorm to see who you are. So they took him to the dorm and he had a passport. And they freed him. In the morning, the Chatzim, Avda Mashgiach, came. And he said, I want to close the yeshiva. I went to speak to Gdele Yisrael. In the end, they told me not to close the yeshiva. But I was about to close the yeshiva. Close the yeshiva. Bochum thought, maybe it's 1 o'clock, it's too early. You have to finish, say, at 2 o'clock, maybe. Maybe pastors to walk in the street. Well, why not? They spoke in learning. Like, no one knew what it was exactly. Maybe because when he shmaled them, they didn't have to run away from the police. They said, we're choshev bochim. He said, yeah, this is the reason I want to close the yeshiva. Gedolei Yisrael told me this time not to close the yeshiva. He said, when the police said that this bochim doesn't have a passport, and they took him back to the door, no one walked him back. He walked himself with the police. Where is Ben Adam Lachaveiroi? I remember when I went to the States. So most times I get stopped. Because once I think I had a fruit, so every time the computer just gives me aches. I was walking with some of them very close to Choshev Balapos. Well, yeah, I was like, you know, that's how I meant. You know, I walk and I'm pulled to the side. The guy can't walk like he doesn't know me. I forgot who I am. I'm Al Qaeda. Why he has to be Al Qaeda? Yeah. Chazal said I wanted to close the yeshiva. Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. A new zman starts. A new bochum come. If it works out, you're very friendly with him. Yeah. But when it goes now, we have chab seats in the dining room. All the old guys get the seat. Let the new guys to figure it out. Let the new guys to figure out where they will sit. Chapa plays in cheer. Chapa's work it out. Why? Where's Ben Adam Lachaveiroi? Where's Mensch Lachkeit? Chatzka wanted to close the mirror. Vayichan Shom Yisrael ki ish echot belev echot. These are the yomim shiloi nagu kovit zeh bezeh. Ben Teira has to have these two things. Have the 5 minutes, the 10 minutes. Make it happen. And Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. Be a mensch. Be a mensch. Be'ezras Hashem, we will have the siyata nishma.